Country Pop FM.
Bob Almanac, just a couple of cleanup items here. Clean up on aisle three. The texting program that we use here to read texts in the Bob studio is a little glitchy, so I wasn't able to log into it. But a couple of notes here. We had the Merle Haggard song earlier. That was a classic, according to Dave from Manorville. He says it's Merle, duh. Duke's Mayo apparently is available in our market.
Oh, it is.
At the Riverdale Cub Foods in Coon Rapids.
Oh. Well, we like that one.
Aren't you going to be
there?
We're
going to be there this Saturday.
Woo-wee. Get some Duke's Mayo and some, I can't believe it's not butter. And a smarter morning show would have known this. Adeste Fideles is Latin. Should have known.
Oh, yeah.
I said You're French, right. Or Italian or something.
No, it should have. Yes.
Yep. But Patrice knew that. She loves singing it. She's been playing it on the organ. She loves singing the first verse in Latin every Christmas Eve. And she's been playing the organ in churches for 50 years.
She's more talented than we are.
Hey, Patrice, if you have the ability to record your organ, maybe record some organ music for the Bob Morning Show, like a little dun 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 dun, 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 you know, some of that Metrodome organ music and baseball organ music that was so beautiful.
We need some walk-up music.
We do need some walk-up music. Let's get into the Bob Almanac here today. It's Monday, December 9th already, 344th day of the year. This date in 1965.
I ought to slug you. Ugh, I've been kissed by a dog. I have dog germs. Get hot water. Get some disinfectant. Get some iodine.
You know, I have heard many times that the dog's saliva and lick is like the cleanest thing ever.
Sure.
That
they're doing
you
a favor.
They're doing Snoopy did Lucy a favor.
Right.
That, of course, is seen from a Charlie Brown Christmas. Charlie Brown saves Christmas once again with his little old tree and the whole thing and the da-da-da-da-da-da-da, which isn't a Christmas song, but everybody plays it for Christmas. It's basically, what is it, Linus and Lucy? Isn't that the name? Lucy and Linus, isn't that the name of the song? First Peanuts animated special was a Charlie Brown Christmas. It aired this date, 1965, when Linus goes, "Lights, please." I get chills. I just absolutely get chills. He's a shepherd. He uses his blanket as his shepherd's wrap. 1965.
One of the greats.
How about 1983?
Delicious cheese-flavored combos. A crispy nugget outside. Inside a creamy, rich, melt-in-your-mouth filling made with real cheese. So inside you,
it's real good food.
Cheese-filled combos. Combos really cheeses your hunger away.
Combos introduced this date, 1983. And I like the regular cracker combos. I've never gotten into the pretzel ones. Pretzel ones just didn't do it for me, but the ones with the regular cracker and the cheese, love those. Yeah. And who doesn't eat combos and try and, extricate the cheese part out of it with your mouth?
In the middle, yeah.
Yeah, you extricate
it. It's an art form, and I like the pretzel ones,
Oh, you
too.
Do? Okay, well, you're weird. They do have pizza flavor, too. But I think those are only available in the pretzel form. I could never find pizza in the regular cracker form, but maybe in other markets, kind of like Duke's Mayo. But that was 1983. And Mars Incorporated, the M&M folks, Mars bars and all that. They're the people who came up with combos. They sell and distribute, and they're still on the market here today, 41 years later. 2005, this movie debuted.
If you're looking for work, I suggest you get in here pronto.
Well, since we're going to be working together, I reckon it's time we start drinking together.
Heath Ledger, Jake Gyllenhaal, Randy Quaid, Brokeback Mountain, Neil, was released on this date, 2005. And, you know, they go about and they talk to media and they get quotes and then they promote that in their advertising. And one of the ones said, "Bob FM's Neil Freeman exclaimed, finally, my kind of movie." As I recall, I remember seeing that in the local advertisements for Brokeback Mountain. That was 2005. In the news, 2008.
Barack Obama's open Senate seat has been up for sale, according to the FBI.
This is a sad day for government. It's a very sad day for Illinois government.
Illinois Governor Rod Blagojevich was arrested, along with his chief of staff, John Harris, on Tuesday morning by federal authorities and charged with corruption. Blagojevich is accused of trying to make money from selecting Obama's replacement in the Senate, something the governor has sole authority to do.
You know, it's kind of sleazy, but at the same time, would you call that resourceful? He's looking for other revenue streams. Come on.
It is.
He's saving the taxpayers.
It's a capitalistic climate that we live in, and they're trying to make some money here. I can't blame a guy.
Rod Blagojevich, Illinois governor, arrested on this date, and then he became basically a reality TV star, because I think he was on like the Celebrity Apprentice and was on other things trying to cash in, because obviously he wasn't getting paid to be governor. Probably couldn't run for office again, right? Unless you're Marion Barry. Couldn't go back to Hardee's. So right. 2008, 2017.
Iraq now totally liberated from ISIS. A major declaration coming just this morning. A senior Iraqi military commander announcing the end of the years-long war against the violent insurgents, claiming his troops now fully control the border with Syria. The Islamic State.
Yeah, so that's what happened on this day, 2017, 7 years ago. Mm-hmm. Iraq's military said fully liberated from ISIS. But now we got the issue in Syria. The Assad regime has been ousted, and now they're worried that ISIS will try to take advantage of this and try and gain a foothold in Syria for that ISIS. And ISIS, as you know, is a terrorist group, and they're awful.
And Syria is still a mess.
And still, Middle East is a mess, and I don't know if it ever will not be. Right. And then this was what happened 3 years ago.
Jussie Smollett made it all up. The actor and musician staged the hate crime against him, a claim of a noose around his neck, of two men attacking him on a frigid night in Chicago, dousing him with bleach, yelling, "This is MAGA country," all lies. And his claim under oath that there was no hoax, that was a lie too.
Jussie Smollett basically torpedoed his acting career by falsely reporting, faking, staging,
and lying
about a hate crime in 2019. He was found guilty on this date in 2021.
Jeez.
He chose poorly.
He chose very poorly, and we've heard nothing since, and we'll never hear about him again.
Let's get on to birthdays.
Except on the almanac.
And again, we are giving away this is a primo ticket. Diamond Rio, I just saw him. Where was that? They were in Hastings?
Yes.
Weren't they down there? The thing they got down on the river there at Hastings, went there and saw Diamond Rio, and they sounded fantastic. Marty Rowe was hitting all the notes, and they got this new young lady that's now playing fiddle. She's good. On point. So Mayo Civic Center, listen for your chance to win a pair of tickets at the end of today's Almanac with an Almanac quiz. Mm-hmm. And now birthdays.
You don't like me, Bond. You don't like my methods. You think I'm an accountant. A bean counter, more interested in my numbers than your instincts.
The thought had occurred to me.
Good. Because I think you're a sexist, misogynist dinosaur. A relic of the Cold War. Whose boyish charms, though wasted on me, obviously appeal to that young woman I sent out to evaluate you.
Point taken.
She took over the M roll, Neil. And they do a lot of business. You hear all the jingling of the ice.
Yes.
They like to have... and he wasn't drinking his martini. Shaken, not stirred. That's pretty much something on the rocks there.
Right.
Irish whiskey, possibly.
Unfortunately, they killed her off in one of the, which one was it?
I don't remember.
They were out on the island at his parents' place.
Was it when that big building exploded?
It was, that might have been earlier in the episode.
Okay.
Because it was out at the James Bond, his parents' residence.
Sure.
Where the bad guy got out there did her in.
Well, the big question is, on TV shows and movies all the time, people are walking into their business office, and then they've got those fancy decanters and containers with the booze in it, glass with a glass top that comes out, and it fits in there nicely. Does that really happen in real life? If I was to go somewhere, let's say 3M, some big company, and go to the CEO, Would they have the little bar there? Does that really happen, or is that just in TVs and movies? They got ice ready to go all the time, too. I mean, who's bringing this ice in every hour?
Yeah.
Ice is not going to last that long. They always got a little bucket of ice there ready to go, too. How much are these CEOs drinking? And they're drinking with the people in their meetings they're having meetings with. How are they getting any work done?
Well, you would wonder. I've never been in one of those highfalutin offices, so I'll sadly never know.
No.
But somebody invite Jim and I to a fancy, you know, CEO's upper floor
office. I don't know.
Office.
I don't know if I'd want to.
I probably wouldn't go.
Dame Judi Dench, M, and a whole lot of other acting credits. Won an Oscar for Shakespeare in Love. But again, was M in several of the James Bond films. Dame Judi Dench, she's 90 today. Bo Bridges is 83.
After they got married themselves, God forbid we set a bad example and showed them that divorce is an option. Well, apparently it is an option. This one gets divorced after 3 years just because he wants to be happy? Happy? Well, guess what? I want to be happy.
One of the Bridges, Bo Bridges, the Bridges boys. Jeff Bridges, of course.
We just had Lloyd, Jeff last week.
And Father Lloyd.
Yeah.
That's Bo Bridges from the sitcom The Millers, which was really funny. You had Margot Martindale. You had Will Arnett. You had Bo Bridges. You had the gal from Glee. It was a really good show. And for whatever reason, must have been ratings. They canceled it after 2 years, but it was hilarious. Bo Bridges is 83. We got a Klingon today.
That is how the Klingon lures a mate.
Are you telling me to go yell at Celia?
No. Men do not roar. Women roar. And they hurl heavy objects. And claw at you.
What does the man do?
He reads love poetry.
Well, I'm glad I'm not a Klingon, Neil.
I guess so.
That's Worf. He's Michael Dorn. Maybe remember from some insurance I'm just saying advertisements today. We're going with that pronunciation, okay?
Okay.
Michael Dorn, 72. What?
I want to look. I recognize kind of the voice, but I want to see the face.
Well, if you look him up on Star Trek, of course, he's got his Klingon makeup on. And I need to clarify something. We had Kirstie Alley. Was it last week or whenever it was? And I inadvertently said that she was a Klingon. She, of course, was a Vulcan
there's a difference.
In Wrath of Khan. Yeah, yes. There is a difference. You do know the difference, do you not, Neil? You do know the difference.
Yeah,
they're from different planets. Right. They're on different sides of the Federation for most of the existence of the Star Trek universe. And ridges.
Because Spock was a Vulcan, and she was a Vulcan.
Yes, yes, indeed. An up-and-comer. That's Michael Dorn, Worf the Klingon, 72.
Malkovich, Malkovich. Malkovich, Malkovich. Malkovich. Malkovich, Malkovich. Malkovich.
It's kind of like I Am Groot. That's from the movie Being John Malkovich, where everything is about Malkovich, and he's in there.
Right.
It's a weird, kind of crazy, weird movie, but it was very well received. Malkovich, funny guy. I like him in those movies with Helen Mirren and Bruce Willis, Red.
Yes.
He was in that, like Red 1,
yes.
Red 2.
Yes.
I thought those were good.
I did, too. I actually saw both of those.
Yeah, John Malkovich, 71.
I'm a little bit country.
It's Know Your Osmonds.
I'm a little bit of Memphis.
Is it Donnie or Marie's birthday today?
It's got to be Donnie. We have Marie.
There you go. Listen, look at you paying attention.
I'm a little bit country. And I'm a little bit rock and roll.
He's a little bit rock and roll guy. He's one of the Osmonds, and he's Donnie. He's Donnie Osmond. He's at 67.
Come on. I'm not a stalker.
Seriously? My mom told me you were hiding under his bed while they were in it. So I'm certainly not going to help you sabotage her trip to Paris.
Listen to me. Something happened yesterday.
Felicity Huffman. Yeah, something happened. You lied to get your daughter into college is what you did.
Right.
She was arrested, did some time, served 14 days in prison for faking and making up stories. What was it? The whole thing, like your daughter was a... you know, world-class rower for the rowing team at Stanford or one of those schools out west, Felicity Huffman. I mean, she tried at least. Apparently, her kids aren't smart enough to get into college the old-fashioned way or athletic inclined enough.
I thought she could afford it.
Yeah, that too. Think about that. I mean, Desperate Housewives, that's a pretty popular show. I'm sure they made some pretty nice money there.
Some,
yeah, exactly.
Cake there.
Felicity Huffman, 62.
My name is Kurt Angle. Tonight I face Rob Van Dam.
Well, that's tough. A tough matchup.
If I beat Rob Van Dam, I'll earn the right to compete for the WWE Championship at Saturday night's main event.
So Kurt Angle is actually an Olympic gold medalist. He's like Brad Rangins.
Yes,
remember Brad Rangins from the AWA? Wonderful, wonderful amateur wrestler and then went on to success in the professional ranks. Same thing here with Kurt Angle. Professional WWF and WWE, your wrestler of the day, Kurt Angle, 56. Bob Dylan's kid. Got that new Bob Dylan biopic coming up.
Probably be pretty good. It's this kid is good here. Yeah. Well, he's not a kid anymore.
No, from the Wallflowers. He's 55. He's a 55-year-old kid.
Yeah.
And the movie is called, I believe, A Complete Unknown. I think is the name. Complete Unknown. Which is from the song Rolling Stone, Neil, in case you didn't know. That's a line. It's a lyric from like a Rolling Stone, Neil. Can you confirm that it is?
Yeah.
Can you sing it?
So, he's got a much better voice than his father.
Yeah, it is different. Yes, definitely. More of a singing voice. Bob Dylan, more of a telling a story voice kind of thing. More of a character voice.
Mm-hmm.
Right? I mean, it's like Chris Christopherson.
You know?
They're not hitting eight different octaves, but you can just feel what they're singing about, Neil.
Yeah.
You can feel, you can understand it down to your soul. So I don't hear anybody complain about how Kris Kristofferson and Bob Dylan sing. Because you can feel it. Yeah. There's a reason why they've had the kind of success that they've had. Jacob Dylan, 55. How about a country singer?
Day in, day out. Every night from dusk.
This guy, I don't know if he's got enough hits to do a Fave 5 David Kirsch. But you know, in my theory, if he's got five, that's all I need.
Right.
Give me five and I'll give you a countdown.
You don't have many more than five.
No. David Kirsch.
Sweetheart, I remember.
Yeah, I think that was his biggest hit.
Yeah.
David Kirsch is 54. Rapper of the day is Cannabis, which that used to be kind of a shocking name for a rapper, Cannabis. Now with all these states and everybody making cannabis legal.
Yeah, it's mainstream.
Know, might you just call him rapper name Water or Chewing Gum.
Right.
Right.
Cannabis. Everybody's got cannabis.
Cannabis, the rapper, is 50, and from the Big Bang Theory.
Howard, get the door!
Really? Is that what you do when someone knocks? Thank you, I had no idea!
Hey, buddy, what brings you to my little slice of hell?
Howard Wolowitz on the Big Bang Theory. Simon Helberg today. Is 44.
All right, gone. Excuse me, but not forgotten. We have quite a list today. We're going to start with one of the men whose foods had helped build America, Clarence Birdseye, 1886.
Just wait till you taste my broccoli. Whether I mix it with exotic straw mushrooms and bamboo shoots in my latest farm fresh mixture, or I add it to my delicious pasta primavera, Birdseye's newest international recipe.
Birdseye doing pasta now, Neil.
Yeah, they do it all.
And bamboo shoots again. We love bamboo shoots.
Oh, we do. This guy figured out how to, flash freeze foods and keep it, keep all the good nutrients and everything in these vegetables that were always available, only fresher in cans. So he was a genius. Clarence Birdseye, 1886. He was the hobo clown, right? Emmett Kelly kind of had the frown always on his face. Weary Willie, I think it was, 1898. Let's move down to Kirk Douglas, the patriarch of the Douglas clan.
Who sprang from slavery to challenge the awesome might of Imperial Rome.
The symbol of the Senate, all the power of Rome.
I imagine a god for slaves. And I pray.
Spartacus. Everybody goes, Spartacus. Hey, did you go see that Gladiator movie? Yeah, I liked it the first time they did it when it was called Spartacus.
Yeah, in the 50s or the 60s.
Kirk Douglas. 1960. Yeah,
1960. Kirk Douglas, also in many a great Western, did a very memorable one with the Duke. The guy could do it all. What a great actor. Kirk Douglas, born on this day, 1916. We'd love to quote him. We're talking about actor, comedian, the great Red Fox.
I'm going to lose the place of business, and I'm going to jail, and I'm going to die there with a broken heart. You hear that, Elizabeth? I'm coming to join you, honey. With numbers on my back.
It was the big one.
Again, John Elroy Sanford was his name. Interesting that it was
Barry.
Sanford and Son that he played on. But he is a stage name, Red Fox, double X, 1922. Of course, you remember Sanford and Son and so many more. Well, another guy had a fine television program called Eight Is Enough. He was the father, Dick Van Patten.
But he wasn't afraid to make fun of himself or have fun like movies of Spaceballs.
All right, I'll tell.
No, Daddy, no, you mustn't.
You're right, my dear. I'll miss your new nose, but I will not tell him the combination no matter what.
And then he told him the combination, and it was 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 for the planetary defense system or whatever it was from Spaceballs.
Right, Dick
and his
Van
princess
Patton.
Daughter.
That's good. He was a fine actor. Follically challenged, Dick Van Patten, 1928. Buck Henry is the name. If you don't remember, the guy was a comedic genius, and he was a fine actor. Buck Henry, 1930.
Writer, and sometimes he'd show up on SNL, too.
Samurai Bakery!
Am I glad you're still open. You know, my brother is getting married tomorrow. I'm the best man, and like a dope, I forgot to order the wedding cake.
Okay. Jim Belushi as the samurai baker, asking Buck Henry to take a number. Sword in hand, of course.
Right,
that's how
as
he cut
always.
The cake.
He won Emmy for his work on Get Smart. He was very funny. Very funny guy. Buck Henry, born on this day, 1930. Bombastic, outspoken talk show host Morton Downey Jr., 1933.
Zip it, fat face. Bring on the bimbos, baby!
What a show that was.
Bring on the bimbos.
I guess.
Oh, boy.
Zip it. Zip it, you pablum puker.
Oh, that's good. Morton Downey Jr., born on this day, 1933. One of the most fearsome middle linebackers of all time was Dick Butkus of the Chicago Bears. He was born on this day, 1942.
Most people think I'm a real monster, but actually I'm quite sensitive. That's why I drink light beer from Miller. Tastes great, but what I really like is it's less filling. And light's got one-third less calories than the regular beer. I can't afford to get filled up. I'm too sensitive.
You know, the sad part is those commercials, various products from the 70s, they involve, but we need more commercials that involve bowling.
Right.
It's just not enough anymore.
That's just where good times roll, you know, literally, in the bowling alley. And Dick Butkus certainly was a fine bowler. And one of the monsters of the Midway with the Chicago Bears defense in the 60s. In early 70s, born on this day, 1942. They're all gone, but not forgotten.
I can't believe your staff missed.
Take your army to the haunted forest and bring me that girl and her dog. Do what you like with the others, but I want her alive and unharmed. They'll give you no trouble, I promise you that. I've sent a little insect on ahead to take the fight out. Take special care of those ruby slippers. I want those most
ruby
of all.
Ruby slippers, that's a very, very timely topic, wouldn't you say?
Can you believe how much they went for?
Big money. No rubies involved.
It was $28 million. They thought $3 or $3.5 million would win
them.
People
got the money.
It took $28 million. So I take it the Judy Garland Museum did not get them back.
They got outpriced, unfortunately. Margaret Hamilton, who played, you know, a real name. I didn't know this until I went and saw Wicked. Elphaba. That's the real name of the Wicked Witch of the West. Yes.
Okay.
Elphaba was the real name. The real name of the actress was Margaret Hamilton. Love the
she
green.
Was scary.
Love the green makeup. I know she was born in this date, 1902, and then a country artist.
And I was almost persuaded.
This is one of the biggest hits of all time. 9 weeks at number one. Almost Persuaded. David Houston, 1935.
Yeah, we should not have missed him. Well, shouldn't have missed either one of those.
They're both big.
Yeah. Both big. How was Wicked?
It was good. I napped a little bit during the beginning. It was all musical stuff. So every time they'd sing, I'd take a nap, and then I'd wake up for dialogue. Once they got to the Emerald City and they showed Oz and it was Jeff Goldblum, I was good to go.
Okay.
To be honest. All right, so
They're all gone, but not forgotten.
Quiz time. Combos debuted on this date, 1983. There was a version of the Combos that I said that I didn't like. What was that version?
Mm-hmm.
I like one version, but I don't like the other. I like the cracker. I like the cracker. Yeah, you liked it. I didn't like it. 763-450-0100, 763-450-0100. You call, you answer. If you're the first one, you win. Diamond Rio, Thursday, December 19th. That is a week from this Thursday at the Mayo Civic Center in Rochester. You want to go Brooks and Dunn? That ain't no way to go. Bye-bye, Joe D. or Highway 101, who's lonely now?
Highway 101.
All right. Maybe you can tell us when you got Paulette Carlson coming back in.
Thursday.
Okay.
Thursday. Confirmed with her yesterday, actually.
Whoop-de-doo.
WQPM, Princeton. WLKX, Forest Lake. KDBG, Albany. KDDG, HD1, Albany, St. Cloud. KDGY, Faribault. KLCI, Elk River. KLCI, HD1, Elk River, Minneapolis, St.